from London, BBC Caribbean Report. A former Barbados Prime Minister accuses Britain of trying to take advantage of CARICOM on the multilateral air services agreement. A top Caribbean political scientist predicts a softening of the United States' attitude towards Cuba, and the West Indies make an impressive start to their 100th test match against England. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Barbados government's rejection of a multilateral air services agreement with Britain is being supported by former Prime Minister and Minister of Aviation, Bernard St. John. Mr. St. John, one of the region's foremost authorities on aviation matters, says the six CARICOM countries involved should not sign the agreement in its present form. Under the proposed agreement, the British would retain the right to raise fares on British Airways routes without the approval of the CARICOM countries. Mr. St. John says this is unique and should not be allowed. He also suggests the clause that would allow the British government to designate as many airlines as it wanted to fly to and from the Caribbean while restricting the six countries to a single carrier, BWI.